Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee at the Marathon Music Works. I'm with Clemens Rabine of the band Milky Chance. Clemens, thanks, man.
Hey, man.
So, your band's from Germany. You guys have been here about a week and a half, you said?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So you're pretty much acclimated.
Yeah.
Jet lag's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's all good.
Cool, man.
All done.
And you brought this sweet thing with you.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah, that's my 64 Fender Jazzmaster.
Wow, what a dope guitar, man.
Yeah, it's good. I bought it in the Chicago Music Exchange.
Oh, really?
So a lot of people
right.
were telling us about that store, and we went in and couldn't find the way out without buying a guitar.
Yeah. Okay, do you find American prices on vintage gear less expensive than Germany or more expensive?
I guess a little bit. I mean, you know, if you do it like on the legal way, you have to pay a lot of taxes.
Sure.
But we
we shouldn't get into it. Maybe you did it the illegal way, and this is evidence we shouldn't use.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's just. I mean, in America, I think the big difference is that in America, there's a lot of more stores with guitars like this.
Sure.
So finding vintage guitars like this is not very easy in Germany.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, even more a rarity and harder to get.
Oh,
and
sure.
So then more expensive as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, with that, and I guess, did they change out the bridge on that?
It's, I forgot the name. Is it Tunomatic something bridge? No.
What is it, Chris?
Mastery.
Oh, yeah, the Mastery Bridge.
Oh, yeah, good.
Chris Keys is behind the camera there with Perry. He knows all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a Mastery. Yeah, I forgot the name.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
It's nice.
It's
good for the sustain.
Yeah, it's funny. It's such an amazing guitar, but the bridge was jacked up on them. So yeah they're way better like that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's super nice. It just became my first hand guitar in the last year.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. So on your last trip to America, you bought it on.
Yeah, it was last year in, I don't know, around October something.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Do you ever use the whammy bar on it?
No. No, I don't even know where it is.
That's great.
It's probably back home, my flat. I don't
Hopefully.
Know. Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't use it.
It's probably in some green room somewhere, like Indiana or.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's just it doesn't really fit in the style that we do right now.
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah,
I use it all the time.
Yeah, well, very cool. Okay, so a stock 64 with a Mastery bridge. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's great. Well, that's going to be hard to beat, but what is your number two?
Number two used to be my number one for almost 3 years, I guess. It's Guild Starfire.
Oh, yeah, cool.
65,
wow,
I guess.
Wow, cool.
Built in 65. It's beautiful. I removed the
pick card.
Yeah. And these ones.
Yeah, you're not really a knob guy.
That's the new thing.
Yeah.
And this one's I bought that one in Amsterdam.
Oh, cool.
In a very small guitar shop.
Yeah.
So it was an old man, like around 70s, I don't know. And old grumpy man, and he had around maybe 30 guitars in that store, really small room. And this one just was just smiling at me about it. And since then, it's a beautiful guitar. It's very warm and woody, but it's nice for all those picking stuff that we do.
Yeah, those are great. And those original pickups are great too, man.
Like, is that mini humbuckers or something, I guess?
They're weird. I can't remember what they are, but it's something unique unto that guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, those are both great. And occasionally you play bass on a few songs, right?
Yeah, well, I play bass only on one song. So, actually, there's one song that Antonio and me, that we both played bass at the same time.
Oh, it's like Spinal Tap, Big Bottoms, when they're all playing bass.
Yeah, that's funny. We just talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should totally work that up.
Yeah. So that's not the one I play, but that's my bass. I used to play bass in another band that we had before, so back in during high school.
Yeah.
So I bought that one. It's a Mexican Fender jazz bass.
Yeah, cool.
And it's, I don't know why, but it's, I think it's a lucky pick. It's really good.
Yeah.
Even though it's Mexican, not an American standard, it's, I don't know, it was $700 and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's funny, really, man. Nice. It's like when I go to a store and if you arbitrarily pick the Mexican and the American standard, sometimes it's like hard to tell with your eyes closed what is what.
Yeah, I think you can, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can have a lucky pick on the American, but also sometimes they're just kind of...
Yeah, yeah. On the other hand, it's such a good design, it's kind of hard to mess it up. You know? Yeah. I mean, they just bolt a neck on a body and slapping those pickups and... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah, the other one is actually, it's a Squire, I guess. And I can get it out here. Oh, come on.
Come on. This is valuable so YouTube time.
Yeah. It is. All white. Yeah, it's a Squire. It's actually from our tour manager. So,
oh, really?
Funny story, he's collecting Squire... instruments from, I guess, only 80s and 81.
Really?
That was
the golden age of Squire.
The golden age of Squires. Okay. So it's, I don't know which one this one from, but yeah, it's, as it is, it's beautiful. It's really good.
Love that skinny, sexy jazz neck.
Yeah, it's really, really comfortable, really comfy for you. For your fingers to play.
Okay, so you play acoustic as well.
Yeah. A few songs, I guess, almost three songs.
Perfect. Well, let's hear about this bad boy.
Yeah, it's thanks to Taylor, we got these guitars from Taylor. It's a mahogany dreadnought something.
Yeah, all right. I like what you've done with the controls. There's no...
Yeah, that was our way to make sure that it's, you know...
They didn't trust you. They didn't trust you to adjust them.
Yeah, I mean, we have a spare one as well, so it's exactly the same guitar. So we just wanted to make sure, that it's all set all the time. And I don't want to, think about it while being on stage.
Oh, yeah.
So we just... I mean, it's not the best looking way to do it, but...
No. Well, I'm sure the good people at Taylor don't mind.
It works, yeah.
Yeah. They're just glad you're playing it.
Totally. Yeah, it's a nice, it's a good guitar.
Cool.
It's nice. It's good for doing nice shows and stuff like that.
Good, and all stock. That's great.
Yeah.
With the exception of the gaff tape, all stock. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about your pedal board and your non-amp amp.
Yeah, probably that's the we're the non-amp amp band. So that's the special thing about Milky Chance, that we never used real amps on stage. Yeah, it was, I mean, when we began, when all the touring began, we didn't really were prepared for it.
Yeah, sure.
So I never had a proper amp at home, so we just started touring using a Vox Tone Lab, the one?
Yeah, sure.
So we toured with that for almost 2.5 or 3 years.
Yeah. And you guys had like a big hit immediately, right?
It was kind of the YouTube thing in the beginning, but then, it was...
So you suddenly have a big hit, you're touring, and we
never toured before, so we finished that album, and then Stolen Ends was kind of, getting the hype, and then, all of a sudden we were supposed to tour, and... That's the story behind using not amps on stage. So, but after a while, we just wanted to increase the sound and think a little bit further. So, we got those Kempers.
Kempers, great.
Yeah, which is really nice. It's a kind of pain in the ass in the beginning because it's a lot of profiling and programming, which we actually don't like.
Yeah. So, do you program it per song,
We didn't do the thing was that we had those after finishing the recordings for the second album, so we didn't do the profiling in the studio. Mm-hmm. So we just used like some of the preamps already existing there.
Sure, those sound great anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, nevertheless, you have to do a lot of do a lot of stuff. It sounds like you wanted it to be, but I mean, then it's all that's pretty much, I think, the best advantage you can get out of those
absolutely
sounds every day the same, and you don't have, I mean, with an amp on stage, and then you have different sounding rooms, right. And it's always kind of, so that's really cool. It's, I mean,
yeah, very consistent.
It's a lot of work in the beginning, but then it's, yeah, it's very consistently, and yeah, it's nice.
Okay, so what does your signal flow go like? You go from, you run a quarter inch into this polytune, right?
Yeah. And then I have the, for a little bit more extra room, the Strymon, the
yeah.
Blue Sky.
Okay.
But then it's just the remote, and the campers are down there next to our monitor guy.
Oh, cool. And this is an expression pedal for the
yeah,
camper?
Yeah, there's an expression pedal, which I don't use.
Yeah. But in case you feel expressive.
Yeah, in case yeah. I feel, yeah, if I feel to express. Yes. Something.
Yeah, there it is.
I could use it.
Okay, and what about like this hot shot?
This is just for talking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this, yeah, it gives us the opportunity to talk through the microphones.
Oh, so your mic is running to it.
Yeah, my mic is running too. We all have it. We all have a hot shot, so we can talk to each other or like to a monitor guy if there's something wrong.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And not everybody has to listen to it.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a very clever idea from our text.
yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
How about all these mysterious things over here?
I don't know nothing about it.
Good. Your text over there. Do you want to ask him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's, I think it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so we got this SGI.
Yes.
There comes an unbalanced signal goes in here.
Okay.
And this transmitted, so we can send it over 100 meters.
Okay.
With these Ethernet cables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
I'm glad we asked you. That's what it does. Okay. Well, hey, well, very cool. That is a lean and mean setup. Well, man, congrats on all the success.
Thank you.
Enjoy the United States.
Thanks,
glad you guys are here.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm with Antonio Gregar of the band Milky Chance. Antonio, thank you, man, for joining us.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Let's hear about this very sexy Gibson.
Yeah, this is my Gibson ES-347. I also bought it in Chicago Music Exchange.
Oh, like, really?
Payments, yeah, where he got
at
it.
The same time?
Yeah, not the same time. A year before.
Oh, okay.
A year before, yeah.
Wow. Those guys were happy to see you come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, we got some big spenders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
So is it, what year is it?
It's from 84.
Well, that's supposed to be kind of a magic year. Like this, I'm serious, those 84, that whole 330 series, for whatever reason, Gibson was really nailing it at that point.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it was like really hard to find them in Germany or like in Europe.
Sure.
Because like American guitars, like especially vintage guitars, it's kind of hard to find in Germany.
Sure,
so
yeah. That's very cool. Yeah, is it basically stock? Do you know, have you made any changes, like pickups or anything to it, or is it?
Yeah, they changed the pickups. They told me once, but I have no idea.
Yeah, right, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
And does it come with this double switch? That's interesting, right?
Yeah,
very cool. Okay, so the 84, that's awesome, Gibson. Mm-hmm. So that's your number one.
That's my number one, yeah.
And when you're not on that.
I use my the Squire Telecaster, also from the golden years.
good. What year is that?
Yeah, this one I got in Germany. And like, yeah, it's all original, and you can see like the parts are still from Fender because of the first years in Japan. Yeah, and I try this one when I don't want to have like this dark, moody sound. Like for brighter sound, I take this one.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, that'll really cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, two very cool guitars, nice. And what else are you playing on this tour? Are you?
I play bass.
Yeah.
Bass in two songs and harmonica.
Oh, cool. Which brings us to your spot over here. Let's check it out.
Uh-huh.
So much like your bandmate, you were also using the Kemper system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pretty good for us because we like the signal flows, like for the technicians technicians easier, like to mix and anything. Like you have a direct.
Yeah, you can't mess that signal up. It's like the perfect.
Yeah, it's like every night the same, and also for our ears, it's pretty good. And I have like for every song, I have like a different amplifier, and I can switch through like five different sounds.
Oh, okay. And so did you kind of, so have you programmed amps per song, like have a specific sound for each? Okay,
yeah, cool. Like for every song, I have a different sound.
Oh, cool. Cool, that's great. So your signal flow, you're plugging in over here, and it starts with, I guess, with this TC Electronics?
Yeah, that's right. And then I go through this compressor, which is like always on.
Okay.
Then I go to the POC 2.
Okay.
Because, yeah, like in Milky Chance, there are some songs with some synths inside. And so I try to do like this synth.
Yeah,
sounds with my guitar, which works pretty good actually.
Cool.
And then I go through this Big Sky, like the reverb, because I was quite it's kind of better like the reverb in the Kemper amp.
Mm-hmm.
So I use this one, and then I go through the Kemper amp.
Yeah. How about this guy right here? This
one is for harmonica.
Oh, cool. So you're running this. This is a 57, right?
Yeah, it's a modified 57 by Greg Holman from California.
Wow, that's cool. So you put a volume pot.
Yeah,
on
I got a volume pot, and it's smaller, so it's like easier to to hold it. And yeah, I go through this MXR overdrive, and then to the Firefly radial DI.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and which has a tube in it, and it makes like a warm, bright sound.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, so and you're using, I've never seen these harps here, the Rocket.
The Rocket, yeah. I use a Special 20 Rocket, yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, very cool.
The Rocket is pretty new. I don't know if they already exist in
America.
Yeah,
they may not have made it over here yet. Well, that's very cool. Great, man. Well, hey, Antonio, pleasure meeting you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Man. Thanks.
Till next time, cheers.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.